This is Kathy Sherwood. Warren Miller asked me to interview him for the final interview of Closing the Loop. And the first words in a Closing the Loop profile usually are where someone is from.
Well, I was born in New York City. I grew up in Morristown, New Jersey, near where my father grew up. I went to college in Boston, moved to California after college to become a rock and roll musician, moved in 1980 to St. Augustine, to the Orlando area for 20 years, came back to Jacksonville in 2002. So more than half my life has been in Central and Northeast Florida.
And how did you become a journalist?
I've done two things pretty well since I was a child, write and play music, especially on keyboard instruments. I've been in business. I have an MBA. I'm a certified financial planner. I've held insurance and investment licenses, but I'm not more than competent at finance and marketing. If I'm talented at anything, it's storytelling.
How did you develop the storytelling skills to do something like Closing the Loop?
Well, I moved to Florida in 1980, and I got work as a writer almost immediately. While I was writing, I was asked by Glenn Stetson to join the Diamonds as a singer and piano player and traveled the country from the mid-80s. I moved up to Jacksonville, and I started doing commentaries on WJCT, and I've been on the air in Jacksonville ever since.
And you began Closing the Loop 5 years ago. Whose idea was it?
The show was my idea, but Scott Kim was the news director at WJCT. We were friends from WMFE in Orlando. He asked me to fill in 4-minute scheduled break in Morning Edition and All Things Considered. He says, you can do anything you want, but you have 4 minutes. So it's just kind of like haiku or 12-bar blues. It's a defining format. It's a discipline. It's not a limitation. Closing the Loop started out about how people were dealing with the recession, but it quickly morphed into how people were dealing with life.
Was it hard to find people to interview?
I just asked everybody I knew if I could interview them. But then people started contacting me, telling me that they either their story or somebody they knew would make a really good Closing the Loop. And that's how I've gotten many of the best stories. And honestly, there are so many stories in this community, I don't have enough time left in my life to tell them all.
I think you've said that you've interviewed more than 200 people. I want to put to you the questions you've asked everyone else. What did you learn from that experience, and how did it change you?
Answering the second question first, I think it's very humbling. Nothing I've been through can match what some of the people that I've interviewed have been through and overcome. They've told me about their challenges, and I've helped them tell their story to the listeners. In terms of what I've learned, I think I've learned that the human spirit is incredibly resilient. In that sense, Closing the Loop has been kind of a weekly jolt of hope for me. Someone once told me that I tell people stories with respect, and I think that's the best compliment I could get about it.
And what does the future hold for you, Warren Miller?
Well, I'm working with two people on a health and wellness feature program for public radio. I'm also finishing recording a CD of songs I've written or co-written over most of my life. And I wrote two novels that need to be completely rewritten. And I need to do all of it before I run out of time. So I guess in a way, I'm closing my own loop.